Hello, me again. August Rosalind. I'm kind of here for August on Girls. I think I might prefer the French Auguste just because the E makes it sound a little more whimsical, but it's still lovely. Rosalind is wonderful. I think she might be my favourite Shakespearean character. Honestly, As You Like It. The plot, pretty thin, but Rosalind really stands out among Shakespeare's heroines, and August Rosalind is very summery. Honestly, I'm not a super summery person, but this one is sort of, it's August and it's boiling hot, but you've got lemonade and a rose garden. It's just really lovely. I'm glad that you didn't use Augusta, because whilst Augusta is the obvious feminine form, I think it has a kind of different vibe. It feels a lot more sort of classy and put together and classic and namey than just August. I think this feels like a natural combo, and then if you start to think about August as in Augustus, it kind of loses it, but I think we're good. Belladonna Snow. This, I think, is the most you combo of all of them, and that is exclusively because of your username, I think. But I see you've got Belladonna again. Honestly, not complaining. You will end up with Bella, but you're probably not going to use this. And if you do, maybe you like Bella. It's got that darkness and power that I talked about previously. And Snow is really lovely. It's really enchanting. It's like rain, but I like it more. I actually prefer rain to snow, I think. But it is, it's got, I don't think there's anyone who looks at it with a really negative association. It feels so perfect. And just like Eve Belladonna, it feels classy in black and white, only a little bit more witchy. Verity Elsinore. I love both of these names. Verity is one of the few virtue names I can... No, I've actually... Virtue names have been creeping onto my list quite a lot recently. But I like the sound of it. I like the very bit. I like the sharp T. I like the clearness of it. And this is a very, very green name to me. I associate most names with colours, but this one is one of the most colourful names that you could get. It is a very green name. And I don't mind that. I think Elsinore works quite well. I'm a big fan of the name Elsinore. My parents hate it, and I might be disowned if I ever used it. But with Elsie or Nora as nicknames, with the Shakespearean background, I think it works really well. The name isn't the best in terms of flow. It doesn't feel like the best formed combo, but I really like both names together and I think they work nicely. Oleander Willow. This is kind of super neutral, but I'm kind of here for it. I prefer Oleander to like Oleana, which feels like an attempt to feminize it, but Oleander on its own. I'm a big fan of that endy, the ander endings, especially for boys with it.